What is up, y'all? How y'all doing?
What's up, y'all?
Hey, we did a mic check. You wasn't that loud. Y'all, as y'all can probably already tell, we are feeling good. It's Friday night. I just had a birthday, a beautiful birthday. I just want to thank everyone for the birthday wishes. Y'all, I felt so special. Not only with y'all, but a lot of my family. Like, I usually don't get a lot of calls on my birthday. But I think after 2020 happened, like, I had uncles calling, aunts, cousins, just people from all over that don't usually call. And I think, with everything that's going on in the world, we really realize how important family is.
Yeah.
So, I just want to thank every one of y'all for wishing me a happy birthday. And I just want to say, Carla, she did her thing. Baby, you made me feel so special. Aww. It felt so good not having to think about anything but being able to just enjoy the day.
Yeah.
And I spent the entire day just expressing gratitude, just being thankful for just everything. So, but what are we doing today, Hunty Buns?
Okay, y'all. So today we are doing something new. We actually received a email from one of our viewers, and
she wants to remain anonymous.
Yeah, she wants to remain anonymous.
Yes.
So this is something that Nick and I talked about, and we were saying, this is something that we can continue to do.
Yeah.
If some of you all have questions that you feel like, okay, I really don't have anybody I can confide in,
yeah,
but they seem like they give good information and they seem like they my friend too.
Yeah, it's crazy because we were trying to think, like, what do we want to do for this podcast? We had an idea, but this email literally fell in our lap. And it's like Carla said, we've been wanting to do this. So what we want y'all to do is, if y'all have any questions, y'all can remain anonymous. It makes it funner when you're anonymous, because then we can really Donkey Kong and not feel guilty. Or we can really just be raw with it, you know what I'm saying? But you send your email, your question to AgsCarlaAndNick@gmail.com. Make sure you spell our name right. Carla name is spelled with a C, and Nick is just N-I-C, like no K at the end. So again, it's AgsCarlaAndNick@gmail.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
All right, so we're going to read the email and we're going to see what's going on in her life, in Sister Anonymous' life.
All right, so the email say, "Hello, my loves. To start off, I love you guys so much.
We love you too.
I make sure to watch every video. I want to join the big freaks, but I need my name private."
Honey, she trying to live her best life in secret, hunters.
She said, "However, Carla, I need your honest, down-to-earth opinion. I don't think you'll give it any other way, LOL.
Hold up, babe. Can we tell them why she specifically pointed you out? Carla.
Why do you think she
The reason why is because, if y'all don't know this by now, Carla is really known for just giving really good advice. And one thing I love about Carla is, whether she's your friend, your lover, your family member, she's gonna give it to you straight up, whether it hurt or not. So, and I'm speaking from experience, because Carla always kind of like makes sure I'm straight, you know what I'm saying, by keeping it real with me.
Yeah, some people, they struggle with, being friends and then, being able to speak their minds to their friend.
Yeah.
But it's something that I learned to do, and I honestly can say that I'm really good at having a good balance.
That's something I struggle with. But go ahead.
So she said, "I recently linked back up with a first and only love in the lesbian community." Background story. We hooked up in 2009, soon after I had my first child. I was 24 and she was 32. Mind you, I love the fuck out of this woman, but she kept old friends that still had a key to her place. I was scared of the life change. My family is holy, and I wasn't sure if I was completely done with penis.
Okay, I know you said you don't want to kind of interrupt in between the email, but the way my attention span set up, don't know.
Okay, you can go ahead and say what you want to say, and then I'll do mine at the end.
Okay, it sounds like this lesbian is already kind of like a hint of a player. Well, she was a hint of a player back in the days.
The one who wrote into us?
No, the girl that she was messing with, she said that girls had keys to her place.
Yeah, but we don't know to what extent, you know.
But go ahead.
All right, so... Honey, I was just stuck on the she wasn't sure she was completely done with the penis, but I get to that later.
Okay.
So I cut everything off. She didn't fight for me, so I thought I made the right decision. We kept in touch on and off, keeping each other up to date. However, last year around May, she reached out to let me know that her wife passed away.
Oh God, that's sad.
That is. Yeah. Mind you, we both got married to other people, of course, 7/2017.
So they both got married July 2017.
Yeah, she said very odd, yet a coincidence. Mm-hmm. That is, but I know a lot of people like the number 7.
Yep. Yeah. And 11.
Yeah. I was in a state of shock, and I would text her often to check on her. Mm-hmm. Now, long story short, after texting back and forth for several months, one day she sent me her address. I told myself I would never visit her.
You said what? She said they was texting back and forth, and then all of a sudden she just sent the address?
Yeah, she
said... I'm wondering what was in those texts. Why am I just sending you the Addy? Why am I sending you the Addy? Well, go ahead, though.
I told myself that I would never visit her because I know our connection. And yep, I'm still married. Mm. But I did, and child, the connection is so thick. Oh, girl, she put O's.
Huh? How many O's is it? Where's the O? 1, 2, 3, 4.
She added what is that? 5 extra O's?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. About 6 O's on that show, y'all.
Y'all know Nick extra.
So I'm just wondering, how do we know it's so thick? Did y'all kiss?
So she said the connection is so thick and powerful, I fell head over heels again. We talk all day, every day about all types of things, one being this chick she's into. Since she knows I'm married, we keep things real. Lately, I've entertained in my mind leaving my husband for her. Mm. I feel that our energy match, unlike my husband and I. I love my husband, but... Now, you just said but, so they just threw the whole I love my husband out the window. Mm-hmm. That's what I always say. If you say but after anything, that means whatever you just said don't matter.
Yeah.
I desire so much more. She recently stated... out of the blue that she's always wanted me to herself, but is scared of failing me.
Cause she, you know why? Cause like she said in the beginning, she had girls had keys to her place, so she's the player.
I don't think that's why.
Why would you be scared of failing somebody?
I don't think that's why.
Okay.
I really and truly just want to be happy and be with someone that has the same drive I have. Mm. Like, my husband leaves me hanging a lot. Short, i.e., I pay majority of the bills. We're down to one car because he chose not to keep his up. I pay the car note along with the oil changes, gas, and new tires. And yes, I've asked him to help over and over and always get that he doesn't have it. I know this is a lot, but what would you do? And she said, if you read, keep it anonymous.
Girl, we're going to keep you anonymous, girl. And I don't think it's a lot, especially if we go ahead and dissect this and really just go ahead and break through these pieces. So,
Well, I mean, first, you said it. I didn't say it, but I was reading. But thank you so much for your support. I know you said you love us. We love you, too. Thank you so much.
Don't take this Donkey Kong to the heart too much, because
I'm not gonna use the word Donkey Kong.
Well, I'm finna Donkey Kong. I'm finna fucking
So this is it. It's like sometimes it helps when you can get somebody that's not involved, that can stand back and really look at what's going on. Mm-hmm. So usually in this case, I would say it's three sides to every story.
Right.
But in this case, is four sides. Uh-huh. I would say it's four or five sides because, you know, I always say you got you, the spouse, and what really happened. Yep. So now we got this other party that's involved. Yep. So that's why I'm like, you know, it's really, I would really say five because we got her, this other female, and what really happened. You see?
So how do you feel about going back to a person? Like, once you kind of been there, done that with them, and it didn't work the first time, or y'all weren't able to kind of get on that page of getting in a relationship, how do you feel, like, years later going back to that?
Well, to me, it just depends on the situation. Me, personally, I don't have any exes that I would entertain.
My mom did that. It was, like, a dude that she had, like, really liked back in, like, I think high school or some shit like that. And for some reason, they were not able to get it to work. And then years later, like, when she, you know, grown-ass woman, me and Maya already pretty much out the house, just her and him, it's like they tried to get in a relationship. That shit didn't, you know, didn't work out.
Yeah, see, I mean, I guess unless I was the one who did the fuck up, I guess I could see, like, oh, okay, if this person's still entertaining me, maybe I'd give it a try. But even if I fucked up, it was a reason I fucked up, you know? So maybe it was something that I wasn't happy with, the reason I fucked up. So I just, I mean, I don't, me personally, I don't entertain it. But the one thing that I was, you know, that really got me was when she said they used to be together, and she spoke of, you know, she let old friends, you know, they still had a key.
The girl she was talking to still had a key.
Yeah, no, she was saying that, I guess, she, the girl who she was talking to, she had old friends, and they still had a key to her place.
Yeah.
So,
and she put my friends in quotation.
Right. So, I'm just trying to see if that is what the issue is. Like, what does that mean? Were they coming in? Like, what does that mean? Were they interfering with you all in any type of way? Or, like, did you all have a discussion about changing the locks? Or, I'm just wondering, or was that kind of the excuse that you use, because you said that this was a life change?
And see, and this is how I'm feeling, and you gotta understand, and not Miss Anonymous, we only got what you're telling us, so we're really kind of speculating in some areas, assuming in some other areas. But this is what I got. When she put she had friends in quotations that still had, like, little keys to her house and shit, it made it seem like she still had, like, you know, little things or whatever, you know, that she was still fucking with or whatever. And it's like, it seemed like it was, hold on, it seemed like it was an issue with commitment on both ends. Because I'm going to be real with you, as a lesbian, if I'm talking to a girl who has a fresh baby, you know, a baby that she just had, then it's like I'm not going to be that serious with her. I'm not going to commit to her.
Yeah, but then I can also see it from Miss Anonymous' point of view, when this is something, this is a complete new lifestyle for me. And I'm not feeling comfortable stepping into this lifestyle, you know, if other people have a key to your house.
Right.
But then I guess my biggest thing is, because when you do that, when you start talking to the same sex, that's something that's hard anyway.
Yes.
It is something that's difficult to deal with. So I'm wondering if the bigger part was she was scared of, like, when she say life change, I'm wondering if she mean lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah. Because her family, like she said, her family is holy. And you talking about ending up with a whole woman. And then it's like, I don't know, she just had the baby. And then, and this is another thing that I'm getting to. And this is not me judging. Again, this is from what I'm hearing. It seems like she, you know, is putting herself in some very unfavorable scenarios. Like the first one, we just had a new baby. Why am I, how am I already, you know, interested in talking to a woman or whatever, and I'm building this connection to a woman? Where's the guy that I just had this baby with?
Well, I wouldn't say that, because when I was pregnant, I wasn't with the person that I got pregnant with, so I was free to do whatever I wanted to do. As a matter of fact, when I got pregnant, my ex-boyfriend wanted me back, and he was willing to take care of my child.
Right, so why, it's like, I'm just thinking about the fact that she was with him or whatever happened. And did she not give it time to build a connection with the guy to see if that was somebody that she wanted to have a kid with before she bounced, you know, before, you know, this ended up happening? You got a whole new human in the situation, and now, you know, I'm interested in this woman. And then another unfavorable scenario, yo, is how she's currently married right now, and she's talking to this old flame and visiting her home. That's, again, another unfavorable scenario. It just seemed like she's ending up in some crazy-ass situations.
Yeah, it can. Like I say, I like to look at it from both sides. Mm-hmm. And because I've been through stuff in my life, mm-hmm. I know it's possible. And, you know, I've had friends. It's possible to get pregnant by somebody and not be with them. So as far as her being able to entertain somebody else, it's possible for her to do that. If she wasn't in a relationship with this guy, which we don't know this, we're just speaking of what was the case, the reason, you know, she had a child and ended up talking to this female. Mm-hmm. So the one question I would have is being that you was afraid of the life change or lifestyle change, what's different now than before? Because it's still going to be that lifestyle change.
Yeah.
And the bigger thing is you have a child now. So just with me looking at the dates, it seemed like your child maybe 11, 12, something like that. So do you even feel like this is a conversation you would be able to have with your child? And if not now, if you'll be able to do it later? Because it's like now you have a child and you really have to take your kid feeling into considerations. And a lot of times when kids are young like that, it's like they are trying to make an impression on the world or worried about what people think about them. So it's just, what's different now about the life change than it was before? Because if anything, now it's like you have more things on your plate than what you had before. Like before, your child was young, your child would have grew up in it, so your child wouldn't have thought anything was wrong with it if you all would have had a conversation.
Yeah.
But have your child ever been around same-sex relationships?
And then another thing is, she said that she was concerned that her family is holy, so it's like, do she still have those same concerns? Like, do she still care about what her holy family may think?
That's true.
If she end up with this woman, or are we now old as hell now, because, you know, it's several years later and we got to be hiding and sneaking in the closet, you know? Yeah. I'm too grown for that, you know,
because I knew, well, I don't know this girl, but I knew of a girl, her family was the same way, and they actually end up going to get custody of her child because they didn't agree with it. They felt like they didn't want the child seeing certain things growing up.
Now, this is what I want to know, too. I mean, it's like, if you're listening to us via Anchor, you can send in voice messages, or you can, you know, send in an email, whatever you want to do. I don't know if we're going to do a part two to this question. It's like, as a matter of fact, when y'all send your emails in, try to send as many details as possible, because we can only go by what we see. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm curious to know what happened at that house. You know, when she said them six...
Well, hold up.
Okay.
Hold up.
Okay.
You talking about after she went to visit?
When she went to visit,
okay,
old girl.
You ahead.
My bad.
Okay.
Let me slow down.
So, the other thing I want to know is, because I was talking about the child, the other thing I want to know is, do you have a co-parenting relationship with the father? Like, is he a baby daddy, or is he a father? Is he actually involved in you all's life? Mm-hmm. Because what I was saying before, all of this are, these are things that you have to take into consideration when you're speaking of lifestyle change, mm-hmm. because that may even be a conversation that you may have to have with him, mm-hmm. because I had to have it with my kid's father. Mm-hmm. So that may be something like a conversation that she may have to have. So now you, you want to get into,
yeah, because,
when she went to visit.
Because first and foremost, you know, as a married woman, I just think, you know, you shouldn't put yourself in a place of temptation. You know, you going over there now, her hoo-ha probably wet and all that extra shit because she talking to her. Did y'all kiss? Did the girl touch you? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm like you. I want to know what was the initial texts, the reason the address even got sent, honey.
That's
it.
Yes.
It was some spicy stuff going on. Yes. For her to even be like, this my address, or were y'all, surely y'all ain't sending letters because we got email, we got text, we got all of that.
And see, she dealing with an older lesbian. So this lesbian like, look, I ain't got time to play all these games. I know you want it. Here go to Addy. You know, here go to Addy. You know what I'm saying? But this is the thing I want to say on a serious note. It's like how she's saying that she's not really matching up with her husband, or this energy that she got with this lesbian is like, it's unlike the spice that she got with her husband. And I feel it's because even though this is an old flame, this is still fresh, you know, and it's unforbidden. Yeah. And I think unforbidden always tastes better than the opposite. I mean, look at Eve. You know, all the shit she could eat, all them different trees she could eat from, but she chose that damn unforbidden tree, unforbidden fruit. That's what I'm saying. It always look better when it's unforbidden. Yeah. But when you, if you end up getting with her, it ain't gonna be unforbidden anymore.
Yeah. You know, like they say, the grass is not always greener on the other side. And that bring me to the point that Nick tried to bring up earlier, when you mentioned that she wants to be with you, but she's afraid of failing you. To me,
damn, that was what
that
I've been
part
on.
Scares me.
That scares me a
and
lot.
Let me tell you why it scares me. The reason it scares me is because you all have been talking. You've probably already shared some of your desires, your hopes, you know, and things with her. So in her mind, she already know the type of person you are. So whether you know, it's a lot to keep yourself up, or even your hopes and your dreams, she may be feeling like she don't know if she can fill those shoes. So the thing is like when you said, like, you want somebody to have the same drive as you, everybody is not going to have the same drive as you.
Yeah.
And you have to be okay with that. Like when you said, I just want to be happy. That's why it's important to find happiness for yourself, and not kind of think, okay, well, if I get with this person, or this person is making me happy.
Yes.
It's like you have to be happy, truly happy within. And what that means is taking time to understand what is it that you really like.
Yeah.
Me personally, I'm going to say this, but then we can still do the breakdown. But me personally, I feel like if anything...
Hold on. Are you going to say what you would do?
No. Okay. What I would do...
Yeah, I wanted to wait that to,
no,
that to
the end. No, I'm telling her what she should do.
Yeah, I want to wait to the end to do that.
Okay.
Because, okay, so when it comes to when she said she's scared... When a lesbian said that she's scared of failing her, I know you said it doesn't mean anything about, you know, commitment issues, but... This is how I feel. I feel like after you've been married, I can see how it's like you don't want to be too quick to go down that road again. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as committing yourself to this woman and, you know, maybe marrying her or doing all that extra bullshit again. I mean, she may just want to live her life and not do the fucking most. I can see that. I mean, I know you say you can't, or you don't really see anything, no issues with commitment, but... It's like, after I done been married and then I done lost my wife, I'm not really trying to hurry up and hop into another long-term commitment. And I know you really like me. So I know if we get together, you're going to want to, you know, be together.
Yeah, I'm sure they have probably already had those conversations. But if they haven't, then of course that's a conversation that they need to have. Mm-hmm. But again, so... Just based off of what she's saying, this female, she's probably like 45, 46. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is a new year, so she could be 45 if she hasn't had her birthday yet. Mm-hmm. So, it's possible for her to still want to be in a relationship. You have people who, somebody said they mama got married at 60 years old. So, even though her wife passed, clearly she still want a companion. Yes. Because she's entertaining her. Yep. And she's trying to pull her, to me, pulling her slowly away from her husband. Mm-hmm. So she wants something, because if not, she would just be like, no.
Okay, so what do you advise she do then?
So what I would say is, even if, well, for one, I don't know what's really going on when you say your husband is not meeting you halfway and you're asking him. It's like, does he work? I can understand not taking care of a car, because I've been there before. I mean, I remember being young and somebody asking me if I did certain things to my car. I'm like, I don't know nothing about that. I just get in here and drive. You know, like, now I would probably do better with the car. But the thing is, it's like, is he working? Is he doing anything? Because one of the things, you know, if y'all did the standard vows, it say what, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer.
Yeah.
So is this just something where he's just down right now? And that's what we mean when we say, in life, you get with somebody when you going through the bullshit that's still gonna have your back.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know how long y'all been married or if y'all been through anything before, but would this truly be worth it? Say, for instance, if you do go over there and you get with her, and what if she just happy, you know, doing whatever it is she want to do? What if she don't want to reach the top of the mountain with you? Would you be okay with that, or would you have a high for a little while,
yeah,
and then come down off of that high and start thinking, what the hell did I do?
Yeah, because it's like, no one is perfect. So it's like, right now she's experiencing mostly all the high moments with this lady.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, she's an escape for her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easier to see the flaws in your current partner when you see a shiny new or a shiny object somewhere,
yeah,
else.
Yeah,
you know,
because
what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something. When this, I told Nick this the other day. I don't know if she really took in what I said.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what we was watching, but I was saying, we was watching Behind Her Eyes.
Mm.
And
good show on Netflix.
Yeah. So what I told Nick is, a lot of times when you are cheating on your spouse or your boyfriend or girlfriend, whoever, if you're cheating and you having sex with somebody else, the whole purpose of that is because you ain't got to deal with the bullshit that come with this other person. When I used to cheat, that was the thing. Like, it was taking me away from the stress that I was having in my current life.
Mm-hmm.
So the person that I was cheating with, I ain't have to worry about your baby mama, your child, your bills, your car, your nothing. Because that's strictly all it was a good time. And you have to be able to separate the difference. Now, to me, if you feel like you're doing a re-evaluation check on your life, if you feel like you truly want to leave your husband, I say, okay, if you do that, you don't need to leave him and go and be with somebody else.
Man.
You need to find your happiness.
Dang.
Find your happiness that no one can give you. And this is what I mean by that. My daughter, she's 21. And I do things for my kids so that they won't be in awe when somebody tries to do something for them. So I do buy them, give them the finest things in life. So my daughter, she had started dating this guy, and I guess he was thinking he was fixing to come in and sweep her off her feet. She could just mention like, oh, I need to get blah, blah, blah. She'll look up and he'll mail whatever she said to her. And he was sending her roses and just doing all of this stuff. But then she was to the point like, I understand that you're trying to court me, but she was like, why don't you try to see me, try to take me out? And this was before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I don't want to just be talking to you on the phone, like just texting you. She was like, I can't get to know you like that. So he was on some, you asking, it's like, you're asking for more, like, why can't you just be happy with what I'm giving you? And she was like, this is what I want, and if you can't give it to me, then I don't need you, you know? So it's like, even though he was trying to win her over by getting her stuff. My daughter still knows what she want in a person. Mm-hmm. And nowadays, a lot of people believe in texting. They don't even want to talk on the phone, and you can hide behind a text. Mm-hmm. But if you're truly trying to get to know me, then you need to know something about me. And if you don't know anything about me, are you really trying to court me? Yeah. So that's why I say really find happiness in yourself, because when it come down to it, that will make you be able to look at a person differently and have a different conversation, so that you can see if this is somebody that you even want to be with. Yeah. You might start having a conversation with them and ask them a question, and they may answer it, and you might be like, oh no.
Yeah.
Like this right here, this a no in my book, this answer right here. Yeah. So that's why I say, even if you want to leave, it's like you need to take time and be by yourself.
Yep. I'm glad we're on the same page with that, because me and Carla, as we kind of, you know, wrote down our little notes, we didn't share them with each other. We never share them with each other. So, you know, we can actually kind of bounce off of each other and be natural, be genuine. Mm-hmm. But I was the same way. I said, like, if you leave your husband, do not leave it in pursuit of someone else. Like, you really got to do it, because it's just that bad. But now, if it was me, what I would do, if I'm married, I'm going to try and make it work at all costs, because I know exactly what I'm getting with my spouse. You know, I can think of the reasons of why I married my spouse. I'll communicate, you know, and try to be patient. But if there's no adjustments and I can't find happiness within that marriage, then I may actually end up in leave, but not to get with somebody else.
Yeah.
It's because it was just that bad. Mm-hmm. Like, is it really that bad? You know what I'm saying? Especially now, we got a lot going on, and you know, you don't want to add any extra stress. I'm just thinking about Carla when she went through her situation where she left her husband to get with this chick. And it seems like from my own personal experience and from listening to other people who's been in similar situations who would leave like a relationship to get with someone else, they never last.
Yeah.
Never last.
Yeah.
And it was just so bad. How much stress was that?
I was really stressed. I had to actually start I started getting migraines. I was so stressed. I had to actually go and see a doctor. Mm-hmm. And everything was said and done. That's why I said the grass is not greener on the other side.
And we only know about this one kid. You know, if she's been having sex with men and then got married, she could have more kids. You know what I'm saying? So we don't know that situation. The thing is, it may seem simple, like, well, shit, I'm happy. All I got to do is get a divorce and then I can get with this new chick. This new chick, as they say, we as humans, we only show, we're like icebergs. Icebergs, the surface of an iceberg, only like 10% is sticking out the water. And that's all we see. So that 90 to 95% that's underneath, we don't ever really see that. You know what I'm saying? So right now, what you're getting from this lesbian is only like 5 to 10% of her. When you get with her in a relationship, now you got to see everything, her baggage, everything. And it's a mystery. It's a mystery box. You're going to trade in your husband for I don't know how many years for this mystery box. I know you've been talking to her in the past, but she's still a mystery. And she's different now. She's changed. She's done been through marriage. She's done been through a death of a loved one, of her partner. She's different. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, is that gamble? Is it worth it? Is it worth to just shake up everything in your world and your kids' world right now to try to get more of this drug that you're getting, this happiness? And it's not even a guarantee, because when you get with her, there's ups and there's downs. And are you going to be able to handle those downs?
Right.
Is it going to be worth it?
Mm-hmm. So, Miss Anonymous, I'm not sure if, you know, something that we said, maybe, you know, it made you think in a way, or if maybe there's another aspect to this story and you like, look, I want to write in again because I'm thinking about this. If you feel like you want to write in again, you can, you know, send us an email and we will talk to you, you know, via email.
Yeah, Carla will.
Yeah.
And I really hope that you are the type to kind of listen, to absorb, and not the type to listen to respond, you know, to be quick to respond like, oh no, they said this and they was wrong. Or they said, yeah, we may have been wrong about some shit. But again, we're speculating, we're assuming, we're going based off the email that we got. And this is what we're giving you.
Yeah.
But hopefully through us going back and forth and bouncing off of each other, you were able to get some type of lesson out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That was fun.
I really enjoyed
it. I really enjoyed it too. I hope some more people send us some emails, hunters. You can remain anonymous. You know, we had fun with this one. All right, you got anything else to say? Let me see if I had anything else in my notes.
No, I'm done.
Yes, and another thing I would say too, if your marriage is that bad, where you like, you know what, this nigga is not meeting me halfway, I'm ready to divorce. If it's just that bad, because it's going to take a lot for me to divorce my wife.
But, you know, first I want to know, I hope you write back in, because I want to know how long y'all been together, and if y'all at that 3-year mark, or how long did y'all date before y'all even got married. It's like, I had so many questions after I read your email, things that were not in the email, and I wish that they were, so that I could really get you to feel confident with whatever decision you decide to make.
As a matter of fact, if y'all are listening using the Anchor app, you should be able to send in voice messages or voice memos or something like that. So if you want to chime in on the conversation, definitely send it in. But I do want to say this, if I was you and if it got that bad where I just had to leave my husband, I would try to maintain a very, very healthy distance from this chick. I just wouldn't, because it's like, because y'all connection is so good and so thick, it's like, it's gonna be especially with another woman, and you've never been with a woman before, it's gonna be overwhelming where y'all are gonna feel like y'all want to get in a relationship. And I think a lot of times good sex is the main culprit of making bad decisions as far as jumping into toxic relationships. I'm not saying that the lesbian is toxic, but I'm just saying this is how a lot of people end up in really messed up situations, because they get blinded by the good sex.
Oh, so, you just made me think, when you said sex and she was talking about the pain, I was just wondering, like,
are you really done with pain?
Yeah, I was just like, what is it about the pain? Like, was
this,
you know,
she was younger.
I know. Did y'all explore the option of using a strap-on, or are you one of those females? Because I had a friend, she used to love the penis, like,
yeah, from
putting
like
her
a man.
Mouth on the penis and making the man react a certain way.
Yeah, you gotta understand, it's a whole different ballgame. Now you're dealing with strap-ons. The strap-on may not do it for you. So you, what if you end up with this woman and everything strap, all that is not doing it for you, and you want more pain? Then now you end up like a dick dyke. Now we gotta deal with an undercover dick dyke. It's just so much in this
story.
I'm just
wondering if she okay with eating vagina.
Are you okay with eating vagina? Are you okay? Because it's different.
Are you okay with those mood swings when both of y'all like having y'all time of the month? Like,
and
are you gonna be okay with your child like witnessing all of this stuff?
And this woman is older, and what I am learning from becoming an older woman, if your hormones is not on point, you're all over the place. One day you're crying, one day you're angry, one day you want to rip somebody's head off. It's really intense being in a lesbian relationship. So don't think just because you're experiencing mostly only the high moments that when you get in a relationship with this woman that it's gonna be high, because it ain't.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not.
Well, okay, Miss Anonymous, that's all we have for you.
Yes,
girl.
Yes, guys, remember, if you want to send in an email, send it to @carlaandnick. It's carlaandnick@gmail.com. thanks y'all so much for tuning in. We'll catch y'all next time.
Peace.